From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nigeria's government says it hopes to contact Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online Sunday showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. Chika Odua has more.
The new video, posted on YouTube early Sunday, shows a masked man wearing military camouflage. He is standing in front of about 50 young women wearing hijabs.
I want to inform the Nigerian government to release the people that they are holding in Abuja, Lagos, and Maiduguri.
Nigerian presidential spokesman Femi Adesina confirmed to VOA Sunday the government has seen the video and has reached out to Boko Haram, but is being cautious.
Chika Odua, Abuja.
The fastest man in the world will be crowned Sunday at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, with Jamaican runner Usain Bolt seeking an unprecedented third straight gold medal in the 100-meter dash. In all, 22 gold medals are at stake Sunday in 12 sports. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to say Monday how he would combat Islamic terrorism. Trump has for months said he would be tougher on jihadists than President Barack Obama. Trump's vice presidential running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, says Trump will offer specifics about how he would combat the Islamic State group. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has moved to roughly a 7 percentage point lead over Trump in national opinion surveys. Clinton holds leads in several key states where the outcome of the November 8th election will likely be decided. This is VOA News. Volunteers are cleaning up debris from racial rioting in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The city erupted in violence after the fatal shooting of a man by police on Saturday. Police said the 23-year-old who died had a lengthy arrest record. Local media reports fires were started in at least 4 businesses overnight following a standoff between police and what the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel described as an angry crowd. Police said 3 people were arrested. A reporter at the scene said gunshots were heard during the confrontation between police and demonstrators. A U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters, fresh from driving Islamic State extremists from a key northern city, says it will now target another IS-held town near the Turkish border. The Syrian Democratic Forces, an alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. air power, announced on Sunday the creation of the Al-Bab Military Council with the aim of liberating the town and the region around it. Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from Islamic State militants. Peshmerga officials said Sunday several villages have been secured. Clouds of smoke could be seen rising in the area as fighting continued. The military operation is a major step in the attempt to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Hundreds of protesters braved heavy rain in the Philippine capital, Manila, on Sunday to denounce President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial in a hero's cemetery. Protests were also held in other parts of the country, but Duterte is standing firm on his decision to move Marcos's body from his hometown to the National Heroes Cemetery in Manila next month. Thai police say they know who was behind a recent series of bombings and that at least one person has been detained for questioning. A police spokesman said an investigation is progressing. Thai officials have been searching for those responsible for 11 small bomb attacks that killed 4 people and wounded dozens in several key towns Thursday night and Friday morning. New York police are searching for the gunman who killed a Muslim cleric and an associate as the two left afternoon prayers Saturday. Police released a sketch of the gunman depicting a dark-haired, bearded man wearing glasses. They have not announced motive for the slayings, but activists near the Al-Furqan Jame Masjid Mosque in the Ozone Park section of Queens called it a hate crime. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.